This place is so big, I don't know where to stand. I have three parishes in North Dakota, and you could put all three churches in here, and maybe even some part of the parking lot. This is just huge. We begin today in ordinary time, and we begin to use green vestments for ordinary time. Now, doesn't it seem reasonable that the church would pick a color that is used most throughout the year that would be God's favorite color? Obviously, that is what the church has done. We have more Sundays in ordinary time than any other time, and the church has picked God's favorite color, which is green. And so in this journey in ordinary time, we have to, first of all, be very careful about how we understand the word ordinary. The church, like God's ways, are not the ways of man. Ordinary time in the church, ordinary Sundays, are not ordinary, just ordinary everyday Sunday. Every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection. And ordinary time comes from ordinare, to count or to keep track of. And in ordinary time, we journey with Jesus each year as he proceeds through his ministry on his way to Calvary. And he tries to teach us along the way how to be his disciples and to become followers. And so each week, the church gives us another piece of Jesus' journey to his crucifixion. And this week, the church gives us the kingdom of God and the parable of the sower. What do you think that Jesus means when he says in this gospel this morning, the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? What does he mean? He is not referring to heaven. When we pray the Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus was sent to help make the earth like the kingdom of God, like heaven. It will never be heaven because of the sinfulness in the world. But we are called to try to make it as close to the kingdom of God as we can. And today Jesus asks us in this parable to see ourselves like the sower. And the sower goes out and scatters his seed, plants it. Each of us at our baptism becomes a sower of Jesus Christ. And our job in this world is to help bring about the kingdom by the way that we sow. In that second parable, he tells us how little we have to sow with in comparison to the immensity of God. Comparison to the immensity of God. What we're sowing is like a little mustard seed. And then we are not to worry about the results. We leave that up to God. Our job is to always be a sower. And how are we a sower? Christ commands us to love one another. To love one another. So we look at opportunities that arise in our life to be loving towards others. How many times have you gone into a shopping mall parking lot and seen someone unload their cart and just give it a shove and let it roll, and you watch it and it rolls down and hits someone else's car? Hopefully not yours. Do you laugh? Or does it make you angry at the way they treated someone else's property? That insolence of just, I don't have to do anything but shove this card out of my way in life. To sow little seeds, try this. When you go shopping and you unload your cart at your car, you take it to the shopping cart. If you want to be extra loving towards your fellow man, look around and see if there is another cart that needs to be taken to the corral and take it. Those are the little mustard seeds. If you're coming up 14th Avenue on, do you have rush hour in Dodge City? We don't in Underwood, North Dakota. But during rush hour, if you're coming up the street and you see someone, you're stopped because of a traffic light, and you see someone trying to exit one of the malls or strip malls or convenience stores, wanting to turn into your lane and go in your direction, do you stop and let them in? These little acts of kindness are the seeds, those mustard seeds, that we sow. We have no idea. We have no idea how they will grow. Just like the farmer, when he planted that seed in the first parable, he has no idea how that crop is going to grow. He has no idea what the seed is going to do in the ground. But it eventually sprouts. And every time, as sowers for Jesus Christ, that we sow for the kingdom, we help bring the kingdom about. And it may not be instantaneous. We can't be out there hovering over, let's see, that guy, I'm going to see if he puts that shopping cart in there. We have to let go and let God take care of it. Our job is to sow the seed. And we become sowers early in life. And the most important sowers are mom and dad. Our mom and dad, who sow a love of Christ and his church in their children, so that all of the family become sowers of little seeds in what they do for one another. And as they leave home to go to school or to work, we look for opportunities to be sowers of mustard seeds. Because every seed we sow is like throwing a big rock in the pond, and the ripples keep going out, touching things. And we never know whether today or 10 years from now, some seed that we sowed, that ripple, finally bore fruit. And God asks us to do this all of our life. Did you catch that line in the responsorial psalm? What did it say? Let's see if I can find it here real quick. He tells us that we do this even when we are old. Even when we are old. We are to be sowers all of our life. Just because we have white hair and are retired does not mean that we quit sowing. Even though we are infirm, maybe have debilitating illnesses, we are still called to be sowers. Sometimes the most important thing that we can do is to pray for the seeds that have been sown. To pray for the seeds that have been sown. And in our infirmity, instead of focusing in on how much pain I'm in, how much I'm suffering, how much I can't get any kind of relief, I can offer that back for the kingdom of God. Offer that back for the kingdom of God. Especially, all of you are white, as white-haired as I am. If you have a faith formation program in your parish, call the coordinator and ask them if you can be a prayer sponsor for some child in that program. And you pray for that child every day. You don't let them know who you are. Maybe once in a while send them a card and say, I am praying for you every day that the love of God will come into your heart and touch you in a special way. No matter how old we get, no matter how infirmed we are, no matter how busy we are in our jobs, no matter how heavy our family responsibilities are, we are called to be sowers of the seed, to bring about the kingdom of God.